This is the Affiliates Task Force of Pacifica Radio Foundation. It's September 14th, and it is approximately 7:27 p.m. I'm going to call the roll. Just 1 minute here. All right. Ursel Rudenberg? Ursel,
here.
Are you on? Okay. Dina Colbert?
Here.
Okay. Rosalinda Montes Palacios? William Walker?
William's not going to be on tonight.
He's not?
No, he left a message. He did an email. I saw that.
Okay. Thank you. Because I've been busy all day. I haven't checked email. Chandra Hopman? Alan Minsky? Sonali Kahatkar? Fernando Velasquez? Ray LaForest? Sean Rhodes? Vajra Kilgore? Teresa Allen is here. Wendy Schrell, I think, is here. Wendy? Hello, Wendy? She may be off the phone calling someone. Phil Jackson?
Right here.
All right. Zarina Shakir?
Here.
Thank you. Evelyn Bethune? Kalanji Alusagun? And Hakam Takash, and Rip Robbins. All right, we have six people. I know Wendy was here before, so I would imagine she's coming back on. The agenda is roll call and approve agenda. Number two is welcome the new affiliate director, Nathan Moore. Did you talk to Nathan today, Ursula?
No.
Okay.
Hi, Wendy's here.
Hi, Wendy. How are
Hi.
You?
Great.
I hate to. We need to approve the minutes of August 10th and September 6th, and then we have the group reports, and new business is to discuss the report that we'll be making to the PNB, and then we adjourn. I hope that it's going to be a fairly brief meeting, but you never can tell. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Hearing none, does anyone move that we approve the agenda?
I so move.
Okay. Are there any objections to the agenda? All right, that passes without objection. Nathan Moore is our new affiliate director, and I hate to say it, but I thought Ursula was going to call him, and Ursula probably thought I was going to call him today. So I don't think he knows about the meeting. So we'll just have to bring him up to date tomorrow.
Teresa?
Yes?
I had a meeting today with Lonnie and people at the Pacifica Radio Archives, and it might be a good thing for me to report to the Affiliates Committee on the results of that meeting. I don't know where that fits in the agenda, but I think it would be a good thing to report on.
Why don't we put that into...
The budget committee during the committee report?
Why don't we put that in the definitions work group? How about that?
Okay.
Thank you. I sent out minutes of August 10th of 06, our last meeting. Does anybody have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Does anyone want to move that we approve them?
This is Zarina. I move that we approve the minutes.
Thank you, Zarina. Does anyone have any objection to approving the minutes? Hearing none, August 10th of 06 minutes are passed. We had a special meeting on September the 6th. I sent those minutes out with the agenda. Does anybody have any additions or corrections to those minutes? Does anyone want to move that we approve those minutes? Dina?
I haven't seen them, but I haven't been on my computer today. I don't know when they were sent out. I don't remember seeing them.
Well,
So I don't want to...
Okay. Well, how about if we postpone those? Does anyone want to move to postpone?
I will so move.
Okay. Phil, move to postpone until our next meeting?
Correct.
All right. Does anyone have any objection to that? Okay. All right, committee
when
report.
When did you send the map, Teresa?
Well, I have to say, I sent them, I don't know if I thought I sent them out a couple days ago. I know I sent a copy to Ursula, and then I sent them out again today.
Well, I haven't been on my computer today, so that I can't.
Well, the very latest you should have had the copy today, although my computer was kind of funny. Did you send them out also, Ursula?
I thought I did, but maybe the attachments got lost. You know what I mean? Sometimes attachments drop off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Let me check and see. I thought they were attached to the email I sent to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it looks like the computer dropped it, so maybe it didn't go out with my email.
Well, I did send it. I did send it out. Again,
Chandra.
Hi, Chandra. Robert. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So have seven on the call. We'll send them out again. Not a problem. I'd like to have our work group reports. We're going to start with the outreach. Then we're going to have definitions. Then we're going to have integration. And then we're going to have budget/finance. So, Wendy, or anyone else, do you have anything to say about outreach or the Southern strategy, the maps, the Western strategy, the WNRB situation or anything like that? Wendy, do you have anything to report?
I'm so sorry. I've been talking a lot here and seconding things, but apparently I'm muted.
Yes.
So anyway, the outreach working group has not been able to meet since the last affiliates committee meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sorry to say, unless someone else called it, that I don't have a report. And
well,
we really should have one, because this is a very important committee.
Mm-hmm.
I have a report, Teresa.
Is that Ursula?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ursula.
I sent out some information to everybody in the task force today. Some of you might have seen it. Some of you might have not yet. I'm going tomorrow morning. I'm going to Seattle for 3 days. There's going to be a conference in Seattle of the Northwest Network. Some of the people on the outreach committee are aware of this committee, this network. Some people actually spoke. We had a conference call with them. Basically what it is that there's a trend towards organizing on a regional basis among community radio stations, and this group in the Pacific Northwest have created something called the Northwest Alliance, which is the most developed of all of these networks, and it may prove as kind of a blueprint for other stations in other parts of the country. And we have offered to them to be able to use the audio port with a special, Pete is developing a special new function of the audio port where people can use the audio port to exchange content without actually downloading the programs from the audio port that affiliates get, so that groups like these can affiliate just to use the content exchange infrastructure. And this network is interested in using the Pacifica audio port for that, and and also are interested in then encouraging those stations that are in their network that are not part of Pacifica to affiliate. So it's kind of a first step, in a way, towards getting to know Pacifica. So I think it's a very effective outreach strategy that has kind of developed, you know, naturally, where you have, you know, stations organizing regionally but developing a relationship to Pacifica as they do it. And so I would guess that about half of the stations in this network in the Northwest are Pacifica affiliates, half aren't. So I'm going to be going out to meet with them. They're organizing the conference around a series of proposals. I think there's about 12 proposals. The proposal to use the audio port is probably the most well-developed proposal because of the work that we've done with them. And And so Rip and I, Rip Robbins is going to be there, and he has been advocating for this as well. And so he and I are going to lead a workshop on this proposal to use the Pacifica Audio Port and to work with Pacifica. So just wanted to let you know. I think, and I sent you all an email with a link to their proposal. It's up. They have a website, and there's a whole page dedicated to
Kalonji.
Hi, Kalonji. There's like a whole page dedicated to the Pacifica proposal, and it's very interesting to read. You know, just to see how other people are looking at us. And I just wanted you to see it too, because I think it's really one of the fruits of the work this task force has done, that Rip has done, that, you know, Pete's vision for the audio port has produced, and that Pacifica National has supported by allowing me to go to Seattle in the spring and sending me again now. So I think it's a significant outreach initiative that has really been the fruit of partly what's been the task force work this year.
Thank you, Ursula.
I'll let you know how it goes.
I'm sorry? Okay, let me tell you a few things. I do have a friend who is very much into Native American healing and dance and history, and she had a friend who was active an activist with Native Americans, and she wanted the information on the licenses that are opening up, and I think she tried to contact you, Ursula, and she wants to put you with this gentleman. So, as on our last conference call, Dina was saying that when these FCC licenses are available, that some of these, especially on Indian reservations, would be particularly not a fast track, but they should be. The FCC
they get
should
extra
be agreeable.
Points. They get extra points, mm-hmm. So it's easier for them to get the license than it is for a regular station.
I also made contact with a friend. I made a friend in Jefferson City. I called up some progressives that I knew in Jefferson City, and Jefferson City, Missouri, because it looked like there was some space there for a station to be open in that licensing area, and I had someone that expressed an interest in participating, so I just need to get a few more people together. So if you know of any progressives, especially if you know of anyone in the Effingham, Vandalia, Illinois area, in the Rolla, Missouri area, in the Jefferson City, Missouri area, or the Kokomo, Indiana area, please contact me with their names. I also had a friend in Baton Rouge, and at the Grassroots Radio Conference, there was a station in Baton Rouge that had a very unusual situation, and this friend would be particularly good, I think, on a board, and I know a lot of these stations need to have good board members. So if you know of anyone that's interested in serving on a board, you might want to make that information known to Ursula so she could direct them to one of our affiliates to perhaps participate in an affiliate in that way. Anybody else have anything involving outreach?
This is Chandra. Mm-hmm. Could you clarify exactly, are you looking to develop new stations in these areas?
Yes.
Because one of the towns you mentioned has a station that is affiliated with the FSRN,
mm-hmm.
and they air us in Democracy Now. So I don't know if they're a – I don't remember if they're a Pacific.
What station
affiliate.
Is that?
KMBR.
And where is that?
Rolla, Missouri.
Great.
KMNR, I'm sorry.
K-N-M-R.
No, K Mary Nancy R.
Okay. All right. That's great. Well, I looked at the maps when I was at Grassroots, and there are some more rural areas that there are some licenses opening up. And a lot of work needs to be done on that, but I, you know, well, I'll explore that possibility. I'll look at that. Maybe I don't need to pursue that. Maybe I need to push on over to Jeff City area. Anyway, thank you for calling that to my attention. Is that associated with the college?
I'd have to check on that.
Okay, thank you. They take FSRN?
And I think they take Democracy Now. I'd have to double check on that one.
All right, great. Ursula, do you know? Do you want to tell people about the WNRB situation?
WNRB.
It was on the grassroots radio list, and there was a station that was at a college, and the college gave the license back to the FCC, and Prometheus got involved, and because there was a call out on the grassroots radio listserv saying, what are we going to do here? And evidently they're trying to salvage the situation, which was kind of interesting.
I'm not aware of that.
If any of you want to be on the grassroots radio conference listserv or some of the other listservs so you can see information like this, just get with me. All right, any other outreach information? Ursula, do you have any suggestions?
Just that I've been away for 3 weeks, so I'm back in the office, and I'll be putting a lot more attention into this license thing now.
Okay. So do you have any suggestions for people?
So, Ursula, if you want to talk to me, get more information about that station.
Okay. Thank you.
You can give a call me after the weekend.
Okay.
Ursula, did you have any suggestions for what the committee can do having to do with this licensing? Should they look at the maps? Or maybe just go, would you suggest that people go to Prometheus's website and kind of just bring themselves up to date on what Prometheus is doing? Because they would be very helpful if we did get a group of people together and they did want to start a small station in not such a congested area.
There's plenty of things to do. My question is there really anybody on this call that has the time to really be involved with it? Because I'm sure I could work out with you know how to best work with each of you. But I don't really have the time to come up with a plan, you know, abstractly. It's just I'm really overworked myself. And but if there is really anybody on this call that wants to be involved, you know, I will be very happy to work with you. I mean, there's tons of stuff to do that could be done.
Okay.
You know, but I'm trying to learn how to work more effectively with this task force so that everybody's very busy and. Mm-hmm. You know, the point isn't to load everybody up with work here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying very hard with this task force to send people back to their areas in between meetings with a little something that anybody can do to contribute so that between the meetings we do something and we just not come to the meetings to get updated.
Well, right.
So.
I mean, Wendy, you're on the outreach group, right? So I assume you're still interested in this project.
Yes.
Right. And is anybody else in this on this call on the outreach group?
I am.
You are. You're right. So between the three of us, I think we can come up with something. But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to waste everybody else's time because this is really just a committee report at this point.
All right. Thank you, Ursula. Okay. Definitions. Do you want to talk about definitions, Ursula, with your report?
Well, unfortunately, this group has never met, and I'm very concerned about that because I think it's a very important work of this task force, and I don't quite know what to do about it. But I think there's some real questions that need to be answered. And
can you start with the report on the meeting you had today?
Oh well, isn't that really budget? And I mean, sure, I can do that now. That's fine. I met today with the affiliate with the Mariana Berkovich, who is the bookkeeper for Pacifica Radio Archives, who has been collecting fees for the Pacifica for the affiliates program, and Brian DeShazer, the head of the archives, and Lonnie, because they wanted an update on. There was originally some discussion about whether Mariana should continue to keep do the collection or not. Not during this meeting, but in the past few weeks.
Excuse me, Ursula. Did someone else come in on the call?
That was me, Wendy. I got disconnected.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ursula.
So it seems that Lonnie feels pretty strongly that he wants Mariana to continue doing it. So. The meeting today was to set up how we're going to head into the new fiscal year, because October 1st is the new contracts, as well as the new Pacifica fiscal year for our budget. It's also when all the contracts start. And so I have been negotiating contracts for the last, seems like for years now, and I'm almost done with the process, which is really a process of speaking with every single station and figuring out if they're staying with us, and if so, how much they'll be paying. Fortunately, nobody has dropped out yet, which is a really incredible, retention rate, considering we're talking about more than 90 stations. And so when I met today with with these folks, I basically informed them of when the contracts will go out, which will be probably no later than Wednesday. They're almost all ready to go. They've been printed up and everything. It's just I want to have time to double check. And we set up a procedure for getting them out and for the billing and all that. And hold on just a minute. Let me just write down what this number is. Okay, now this is one matter that I think the task force should be aware of. This goes back to what we said before. There was a fee increase suggested, and as I understand it, the affiliate task force decided to endorse that fee increase. At this point, with that fee increase, the affiliates have committed themselves to what amounts to about a little more than $190,000. So we are well within reach of our $200,000 goal. This is with no new stations yet. So our goal was to, the goal that I projected in the budget you got was $200,000 for next year. It looks like we're going into the year with almost $192,000 in contract commitments.
Bravo.
So
that's great.
A very positive a way to enter into the new year. Now that's assuming that nobody, I have about 12 stations left to go. Now if a station backs out with a lot of, a big contract backs out, then we'll probably lose a little bit, but it is pretty clear by now that we will have at least $185,000 going into the year. And of course during the year we'll pick up more contracts. So this has been a successful year. There was also some question about how much we made last year. The number 123,000 was kicked around a lot at various times by the CFO. I'm not sure exactly what the various circumstances were, but I really wanted to know for sure what the amount is that we earned this year.
What'd they say?
And there are about five stations outstanding that are owe some money. We have about $6,000 that has not been fulfilled yet.
Mm-hmm.
And but
that's not bad at all.
It's very good.
Yeah.
We have a really incredible incredibly ethical clients. And I got to say, community radio is a bunch of really wonderful people. So if those will be fulfilled, which it looks like they will be. I mean, nobody has said, no, damn it, we're not paying. We will come in somewhere between $157,000 and $150,000 for this past year.
So you're saying we've made how much?
It'll be around $158,000.
Okay, but
right now I think we have $151,000.
We have $151K.
I think it's about that, yeah.
And did Lonnie agree with that number?
Yes.
Good. Good.
Now I asked why this number of 123 kept popping up, and what that number is how much we had in June. That was not a number for the whole year. It's a number for how much Lonnie had a record of at in June. That's what that number was. Because people paid in August and September, there were people who were scheduled to pay. Because some people, you know, pay in increments.
Mm-hmm.
And so the lower numbers indicated, you know, payment to date, not yearly, not the total.
Okay.
So that's it.
Okay, bravo.
So is there a consistency in the numbers then?
Yes, now there is. I was just
Excellent.
Very puzzled by the 123. But yes, that is actually exactly what, you remember, at the meeting that we had in New York, when Riff gave a report of the numbers, which I gave to him, which showed growth of the program, that is, I gave him the number 159,000. And at the time, people kind of clucked and said, well, those are inflated numbers. So I feel very vindicated, actually. Because in fact, it is true.
Good.
You know, people have paid. People have paid their contracts.
Great. All right. Well, since Rip is not on the phone, we don't have any other.
Well, I'm on the phone, but I don't have a report.
There's Rip. Hey, Rip. Welcome. All right. Well, Rip. Ursula was just saying earlier that we really did need to start working on definitions, and I'll be happy to get with you on the phone, but I have to admit, I would be following your lead.
Well, I'd be happy to hand the committee over to someone. I'm on a number of committees, and I'm quite busy, and I just haven't had time, and I expect to use this weekend with Ursula to go over some of that.
Good.
But it just and I'm not saying that it isn't an important function,
mm-hmm.
but I'm on about 10 committees and work groups and everything else, and there's a
I
lot
know.
Going on at the board level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just not had the time. Plus, I have a full-time job.
And
we're all getting back to school. This is the first week of prep to school, and I'm kind of buried in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a conference this weekend, and I've got a PNB meeting at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And I just haven't had the time to call the meeting, and I apologize to everybody for that.
We understand, Rip. We're not going to try to throw any guilt or shame on you because we're all feeling the pressure. Do we have anyone else that would be offering to work on definitions? Then let's do this. Rip, why don't you talk to Ursula this weekend? See if you can maybe make some headway, and if Ursula can give us some direction, maybe we'll take it from there. Maybe you can stick your finger in or your hand in and guide us in some way, or maybe we'll try to recruit someone else to take the work from there. But we really do appreciate your expertise. I'm feeling that if you did find the time sometime, that you could probably do this with your hands tied behind your back. But I certainly understand.
I really do think Ursula and I will be able to look at some of these, especially the ones that she's having to deal with right now.
Okay.
Including
okay.
the big group, the Northwest group that we're going to be speaking to.
Okay. Well, I think this fits Phil, I think this fits very well into the issues of technology because, you know, we have this station called The Journey. We have people that want various services from us in different configurations. And maybe as that committee takes off or we as a foundation decide where we want to go technologically, it almost has to go hand in hand.
I haven't heard about any of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
Who have they been speaking to and what exactly have they been asking?
They haven't really been brought up anywhere, and it's kind of looming.
It's just something that's you know...
Who would I want to talk to about this?
Ursula, maybe you and I can get on the phone and talk with Ursula sometime about this.
Cool.
Or you and I can start the conversation about it, although I'm pretty... I'm a technical Luddite. Okay.
I think, Phil, I think Pete is also a very good resource for that. He kind of sees a lot of this.
So call, you can, call Pete sometime.
Excellent.
Or you could start by talking to me and then go from me to Pete, or we could have a conference call. But we'll try a two-pronged approach, one with Phil and one with Ursula and Rip working on it this weekend, okay?
Excellent. Oh, by the way, on the contract negotiations, has there been much mention about the problems with the KU band?
You mean with the DMODs going out?
Right.
No, there was some, yes. God bless our technical staff. The truth is that you know, the AudioPort is now really a full service distribution system, because the last piece was fallen in place, which is now the AudioPort archives the satellite in real time. So you can literally go to the AudioPort 2 minutes after a show is finished on the satellite and download it. And for most people, this is satisfactory.
Wonderful.
Some people, you know, are having problem with their DMOD, but nobody felt that it was an issue to raise in relation to contracts.
Excellent.
They certainly raise it in other areas, but they don't raise it in relation to the contracts. One station actually told me that they are abandoning their satellite, not because it's broken, but because the university they belong to doesn't want the space that the dish is holding, and they offered to, I asked them if they would send us their DMOD so that we would have a loaner. John and I are looking for spare DMODs that Pacifica can have as a loaner to help people, you know, in a pinch.
Wow.
And so they agreed. It's KDUR in Durango, Colorado. They said that they would send us their DMOD.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to send a DMOD, whatever that means?
I don't think it costs that much. It's not very big.
Okay.
What is a DMOD?
It's the receiver for the satellite.
It's
and
a rack mount.
And when you look at it, it looks like one of these black boxes that you put on a rack, you know, with the other computer stuff.
Hmm.
It's about the size of a CD player the full-size CD players that you would buy for your home or put in a rack. It'll be about $25.
Okay. Do we have anything else under definitions? How about integration of affiliate and Pacifica producers?
I had to take a leave on that. I'll be back in about 2 weeks working on it. Ursula, are you going to be in next Friday?
Yeah.
You'll be back? Okay. I can input from GRC next Friday.
Okay.
And then get started on it again.
As soon as you give me the information, I'll be happy to make my 10 phone calls.
Okay. Well, by the end of next Friday,
okay,
after I input that, I should be able to work out the stations and get in touch with you.
Anything else with integration? Okay.
No, that has to be done next.
Okay. Thank you, Dina. I understand. Budget? We do have a resolution. It will be coming up at the Finance Committee meeting on the 18th. And it does not have the whereases attached to it because we did not pass it with the whereases, but I will be bringing up the whereas points in the Finance Committee meeting. So,
could I ask a budget question? I think it's a budget question.
Mm-hmm.
Ursula, you and I at one point had a conversation that there was no backup to the audio port.
Right.
And does that cost money?
Well, Pete has been asking for the money to do it. Now, he was told that they had something at the Pacifica National Office that could be used instead. It's like a,
what do you call it? I'm sorry, I don't have I can't remember what it's called, but anyway, it's a piece of equipment that could be used to back up, and but they never sent it. So it's not clear to Pete whether it's a matter of paying for it or whether them just sending the equipment. Either way, nothing has happened that we're aware of. Maybe it has, but we're not aware of it. But certainly the piece of equipment that they were supposed to send never came. So I'm not clear exactly what is required. Whatever it is.
The reason I'm asking is because if it costs money, and since we know that we're going to make our budget for next year, if it's not that expensive, maybe it should just come out of the affiliate's money to make sure that there's a backup, because the audio port is really important to the affiliate program as well as to producers everywhere, and there's no point in my doing the database, you know, all of that, if anything should happen to AudioPort. So my concern is a budget concern. If it's going to cost money, can we figure out how much money before the budget gets put to the finance committee?
Could we ask Ursula? Ursula, will you please talk to Lonnie about that backup, maybe with Pete, and find out how much it would cost, and find out if we can definitely get an answer as to whether we really do have the backup?
No,
we really don't.
Could I?
I would know it if we had the backup. We don't.
Could I follow up on that? I think Teresa's on the right track, but what I'd like to do first, before you just call Lonnie or whatever, actually I would like to have Pete kind of tell us, what kind of backup he needs. If it's just an external hard drive of some kind, or if he wants a completely redundant, some kind of redundant system. But I can't imagine it costing very much money.
No,
I mean,
relative
to, you know, like the $60,000 Apple, you know, purchase or any of those kind of things, I think it would be pretty cheap, and I'd be willing to make a motion, or just call and ask for that. And if it doesn't happen, I would make a motion at the board that we need to provide that.
I agree.
I don't think it should come out
of the affiliate's budget. This is infrastructure that serves the whole network.
Right.
This isn't just for the affiliates.
And I don't think it's a lot of money, but that's why I thought we should bring it up now, because it really needs to be brought up immediately so that we know we have the security that nothing will go wrong.
I think it's inexpensive enough not to be necessarily a capital improvement that has to go through the budget process. I think it's something they could immediately purchase.
Yes, okay. I think it is.
So you're going to follow up on that?
Well, the
question is, I need to know from Pete is what that is. I mean, I could call him.
Ursula, would you pass a message on to Pete to call Rip?
Yeah, or I'll bring you the information when we see each other.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be in my office for a few days, so I'm
going to
be down in Seattle.
Yeah, I'll ask to give me the information, and I'll bring it with me.
Cool.
Okay. Okay.
Teresa, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is this call being streamed?
Yes.
Okay. Because I missed part of it, so then I can go back and listen when it's archived.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else under budget?
I just would like to be able to see. Did you send a copy of What was decided by the board by this task force? The resolution. You sent me a copy of that?
That is in the minutes of September the 6th.
Okay. I just need a copy of it.
And I sent a copy to the PNB also.
Okay.
So, Rip, you should have... Well, Rip, are you getting your email?
I got it as the task force minutes, or did you send a separate email?
I sent a separate email to the PNB.
Oh, yeah, I'll go look. Yes, I am getting them. I just can't send anything. And the other email you gave me, Ursula, is full, or it was the other day. So I have no way of actually sending you an email.
Ursula?
Yeah.
Okay, you sent it to Pacifica, Ursula at Pacifica?
Well, you know, I can't mail from my office to anyone at Pacifica.
Oh.
Pete, Pete's working with the ISP there. For some reason, they've blocked my college. I guess we're a terrorist organization. So there's some problem with them blocking my emails, and so I have had to make a separate email list of each person's individual email. But you, Ursula,
Ursula W B A I at Yahoo.
Yeah, it bounced back full.
Oh, okay. Thank you for telling me.
Okay.
All right.
But I'll use that if you're gonna clean that out.
I'll clean it out tonight.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great.
All right, and I want to thank the committee, everyone, for my help with that resolution and reviewing the budget. Some of you have really done your homework and had some very legitimate questions and concerns, and I was very pleased to take that forward. Do we have anything else on budget? Do we have anything else on structure and impact? Actually, that's where we should have been. That's where I think we should have put the meeting discussion, Ursula, but do we have anybody that wants to talk about structure and impact, new timetable for elections of affiliate directors, and review of protocols for budget process? I think Minsky was going to work on that.
Yeah, I mean, if nobody has anything to say, I have a few things I want to say, but I want to wait to hear.
I'll tell you what, why.
Well, in terms of the affiliate elections, who notifies, I don't know, the affiliates of the timetable?
I do. Ursula does.
Okay. So what is that timeline, just so we all know?
I can't remember. I think, I would have to.
It's coming up soon, isn't it?
I think December is when they. I mean, according to the way we've done it until now, they have to have their nominations in by March 1st, I think.
But
then by March 15th, the board members have the nominations, and they vote on it before the March meeting at the end of the month.
But if we want the affiliate directors seated by the January meeting, we have to move that timetable up.
But that has to be approved by the board.
That's a board decision. I think we need to bring that to the board, a resolution on that at this meeting, don't we?
Yes. I tell you what, I will get with Dave and Alan.
Okay.
And
wait a minute. I'm sorry. I also missed part of that. This requires a bylaws amendment. Is that not correct?
Well, David Adelson said, I don't know the terminology, but David said that it's not necessary to have a bylaws amendment.
Okay.
In other words, we're changing a timetable. We're not changing
doesn't it actually say in the bylaws affiliates directors are seated at the March meeting?
It does, but David seemed to feel he could, I don't know.
Okay, well, could you guys write up whatever it is you want, and I'm happy to do my lobbying thing that I do. It sometimes works and it sometimes doesn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But a lot of people listen anyway. they
okay.
open their emails. So,
okay.
I'm going to have to kind of ask him what he's thinking, because it seems to me it's spelled out pretty clearly.
Okay, well, I will try to make that my number one goal for this next week. And
wait a minute. Let me just say one more thing. There is a meeting of the bylaws working group of the PNB Governance Committee next Tuesday. And, we haven't really had one this whole year, so we're just getting started. So we would love to have some kind of text if it does. Well, I mean, yes, could you... anything you can get me before Tuesday would be helpful, too.
Okay.
Thank
I cannot
yeah,
promise that.
Yeah, if you
that,
could raise their meeting, wouldn't that be great?
Well, we could. Nothing's going to happen huge, but we can start it.
Yeah. Okay, now we're on to new business. The report. The only thing I have on new business is the report to the PNB.
Well, that's a biggie. They have a meeting at the end of the month.
Yeah.
I have a few things I'd like to say about that.
All right.
Well,
wait. Going back, can I, for one second before we
jump
forward.
No, we cannot go back. We're over the cliff. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dina.
I'm not clear where we are with the timetable for the affiliates. Was that resolved, that somebody would act on getting hold of? Teresa, are you dealing with Dave with that? I wasn't clear.
I will, you know, David's a little difficult to pin down. We're all really, really overworked. But I will attempt this week, and I gave Ursula permission to nag me about this. I will try, because he has told me several times when people ask him about this that he did not see why this person could not be seated in January.
Well, I'll tell you why. There's going to be a bunch of opposition from the PNB members that don't like the idea of affiliates being on the board at all, for one thing. And the other thing is that, you know, if we seat them earlier, then one of them could actually be chair. There are people that are super opposed to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have this really, I mean, the world.
Okay.
So there needs to be language right away. I mean, I'm kind of with Dina, and I wasn't there to hear the whole argument. So
I think that Alan Minsky was the person who had agreed to move this.
Yes, he did. So that was going to be.
But we need something for him to move. Is he going to move it himself?
Well,
yeah, I guess he did
come up
it.
With the language for it.
It's already an agenda item. It's just been postponed because of other
matters. Okay.
But it's actually on the agenda already at the PNB. It was on our last meeting.
Oh, okay.
But so I know that somebody's working on it. And actually, I think, Teresa, Dave wrote that rationale in an email. I just don't have it here, but I recall him answering a letter to us, and I think he wrote that down. So if we go back through the emails, I think we're going to find what David's logic was on that.
If I could just encourage you guys, I was on the PNB for 2 years, so I know how overworked everybody is. And it seems that, I don't know what you guys have going on now, but there's less communication coming out of the PNB to committees and LSVs than ever before. Well, not than ever before, but than ever before in the last 3 years. So, just, you know, we can help you guys. A lot of us have a lot of connections around the country that care about this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help you, but you have to tell us what's going on. And
well,
that's
Wendy,
extra work to tell us, I know.
I'll be happy to do a three-way with you and Dave if I can, or a three-way with you and Alan and Dave.
Or just forward an email. Okay.
Well, I think one of the
didn't we talk about this at our last meeting? And
I don't think
a couple meetings
there.
Ago, and that's why Alan's
I do
moving
think
the...
that we talked about it, but I also think we have to be clear that it's against Pacifica's mission. You can't have a different hierarchy on the national board. It doesn't make any sense, legally. I mean,
that's all discussion that can be taken, but it's kind of too... I don't know if you're asking if we can stop it from coming up at the board level or the question itself, or what are you asking for?
We're debating...
Could people not talk over each other, please?
Sorry.
Sure.
I interrupted you, Rip.
Dina was speaking, but I
thought she'd made her case, but I don't know.
No, I have nothing else to add. I mean, I feel very strongly that it needs to be brought up now so that we don't go another year where, just to argue against what Wendy said, if board members don't want an affiliate to be chair, then they don't vote for them for that, that's all. But not to be put in with equal opportunity needs. I'm putting it in the negative, and it should be put in the positive. It's important that affiliates have an equal footing with all national board members. That's all I'm saying.
I totally agree, especially since it often ends up not to be a very rewarding experience for them to be on it at all.
Well, I hate to say it, but, you know, I helped write these bylaws, and almost immediately I thought, what were we thinking?
I don't remember why we did that either. I mean, it's just...
Well, it's probably because of the argument that you just brought up, that a lot of people are paranoid about, I mean, about the affiliate directors taking over and having too much control. Now, how those two people could control the other, you know, 20, I don't know. But I guess they were afraid that the other 20 would be so at each other's throats that those two could...
yeah, and that
which
didn't happen.
To the
right?
fact that most stations do not know much about affiliates, and so it comes back to us to need to educate
mm-hmm.
our stations about affiliates.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wendy, don't hesitate to call me. I will be getting with Alan. I will be getting with Dave, and Ursula, stay on me, and I will.
Let me just ask one more question. Okay, so Rip said it's already on the PNB agenda, but is there a motion, or is it just an agenda item that nobody knows what it is yet?
It's framed as a suggested bylaw amendment. So,
okay.
So they are. It looked to me like the way it's written on the agenda is that it's going down the bylaws proposal road, but then David was writing to answer a question, some information question, and Teresa CC'd me about that, or one of us wrote to Dave. Anyway, he replied with that explanation that Teresa brought up, that he had that he said, well, if you do this and this, then it's not a bylaws change.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't have that letter in front of me because I was saving it to prepare for the discussion.
Okay, okay.
Time,
well, I'll contact both of those guys myself, and I'll CC you anything I find out. But
when
then all the rest of the plan should stay the same.
It was like the same argument that we had for the way we did it last year. We wanted Rip and Ebon to be able to get their tickets fairly early, and at the rate we were going, they were not. And so we conducted the interviews through some sort of means where I don't know whether Dave was using Robert's Rules of Order or whatever, but he said
Teresa,
it was a...
Put this off and we'll find out, okay?
All right, we'll go moving on to new business. Report to the PNB. Go ahead, Ursula.
Rip, there will be a report of the Affiliates Task Force at the board. Is that correct?
Well, I'm just wondering how we wouldn't need to address the necessarily the budget unless we're wanting to pursue something that we've proposed to finance that we want to pursue.
But this is at this board. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say. So the budget part would come up during board discussions of the budget. So it could be just dealing with the other aspects.
Right, but there will be an affiliate. There will be a report of the task force.
If we submit it ahead of time, it's been requested that we have all that stuff in. Like.
Okay. So I think
right
that
now.
It's important for us at this meeting to clarify what it is we would like to say to the board, and I think this time it's important. I mean, last two times I've realized how important it is for us to come into the board meeting with a clear understanding of what needed to be said to the board, and so I would like to try and accomplish that tonight, or at least before the board meeting. And I think that there are several, if not proposals, maybe some proposals and maybe just some statements that I think are important, would be important, or I would appreciate the task force to make. This is the end of the year, so in a way this is perhaps the beginning of final statements from the task force regarding the state of the affiliates program. It's also what has been really a pivotal year for the affiliates task force. With this fee increase, we have really rounded a corner in terms of what we're doing, and I think there's a place for the affiliates task force to speak on how they see the future of this program. I think it's important. So there's a number of things that I would, you know, ask this task force to consider. One of them, I think, could be
what was just being discussed about the that we might want to have coming out of this meeting a statement from the Affiliates Task Force about the bylaws, about, you know, the procedure for bringing in new board members, so that we don't just you know, wait for the discussion at the board meeting, but that the Affiliates Task Force itself issue a statement on what they think should happen. You know, it doesn't have to be worked out procedurally, but it can be a basic statement of support for it if, in fact, you know, everybody feels they can do that. So that's one thing that I think it would be good to make a statement about that. I do think, I agree with Rip, I think it would be good for the task force to make a statement on concerns such as backup for the audio port. Also, that some sort of attention be given so that national programming in general is delivered in a dependable way. We're still, the headlines received a lot of criticism at the meeting in Madison at the GRC. And also, you know, as we've been broadcasting the Spanish headlines, which I have to say are wonderful as far as I can tell, but technically it is still beleaguered on the satellite with chronic problems. John Almela is going to have to give you the story because I can't quite retain it. You know,
okay.
You know how John is. He explains it in great length, and at the end, it's just like,
okay.
You know, you've gone to graduate school in electronics, but essentially, it's not that broadcast isn't dependably following satellite protocol, and the bottom line is that no station except KPFA. Is accustomed to broadcasting on a regular basis on the satellite, and KPFA is the only station that has really geared up to the point where they're able to pull this off, you know, on a regular basis without glitches. And, you know, when, you know, and even they have...
Are you talking about uploading?
Yes, uplinking.
Oh, okay.
Uplinking to
okay.
the satellite.
Okay.
And so, you know, and the folks at KPFK are, you know, they're really, I mean, they've been wonderful. This is not to criticize them. But I think that, you know, there needs to be some sort of understanding established that when you begin to do, you know, national broadcasts, you're involving potentially 100 stations. And you can't, you know, there has to be some sort of understanding that a discipline is required to make it happen, you know, like clockwork. That's, you know, that's what people are paying us for. So, I this is not to criticize anybody, but I think in a way it's kind of new for the Pacifica stations to, other than Berkeley, to realize, you know, what's involved with national programming. So I think there's just some issues about, you know, the technology that does impact the affiliates. And those are, you know, three particular, you know, and the audio port thing, I agree. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Can I ask you one quick question on that show, the National Spanish Language News show? Are any
yes.
Pacifica stations carrying it besides KPFK?
I don't know, to tell you the truth.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Right.
Okay.
Affiliates are beginning to pick it up and seem to... You're happy with it, right?
Yeah, our station's happy with it. But I was just going to ask, do they deliver the program to audio port by satellite? You know, the other day, it wasn't on audio port either.
I didn't know that. That's important
to
know. Yeah.
Yeah, I should
keep
track of that.
That doesn't go through the KU, so... I mean, it'll be on the KU because because the right channel isn't archived. So that's exactly the kind of thing. And, I mean, I know it sounds really stupid, but we're having a heck of a time at Pacifica National to convince people,
right.
you know, that it matters, you know.
The thing is, if we just had a regular paid operator working, that person might not have known what to do. But, I mean, the person that's doing it found it on the KPFK site. There was evidently a message put up that the show wasn't delivered that day, but they could have it here. So we were able to get it. But that's you're speaking about the kind of interruption that the affiliates come to NFCB and bring up as their main complaints, or is kind of the technical delivery fall downs that come up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are automated, and that interrupts everything.
Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about standards, about, you know, standards of that they're involved with delivery.
I would like to do this. I would like
people to make some general statements of what we'd like to have in this report and ask if there's any objection. And if there are no objections, then it will be...
Teresa, can I finish my report first?
Sure.